Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something really cool. Loopwork's plan for a personal rapid transit system, or PRT, right here in Milpitas, California. We've got website excerpts, letters of support, even what local politicians are saying about it. It's like peeking into the future of transportation, not just for Milpitas, but maybe for cities all over the world.
It's fascinating how Loopwork is thinking big picture here. They're not just trying to fix traffic jams. They're aiming to kickstart a global shift towards PRT. As a weapon against climate change, we could be talking about a $1 trillion industry, all starting from this pilot project.
$1 trillion. That's a mind-boggling number.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, can you break down PRT for us? Like, is it like those little pods you see at Heathrow Airport?
You're on the right track. Imagine sleek, driverless pods whisking you above the traffic, offering panoramic views of the city as you glide silently towards your destination. PRT uses small, automated electric vehicles on elevated guideways. No traffic lights, no stops. Just personalized, on-demand service.
That sounds amazing. So why Milpitas? Why is the city the perfect place to launch this futuristic transportation revolution?
Well, Milpitas is facing a unique set of transportation challenges that PRT is actually perfect for tackling. Rapid population growth, major traffic bottlenecks, and physical barriers, like the Montague Expressway, Capitol Avenue, creeks, and rail lines, all make it difficult for people to get around.
It's true. Getting around Milpitas without a car can be a real challenge. And with the population growing, it's only going to get worse, especially around the new Milpitas Transit Center, the one with BART. That's the Bay Area Rapid Transit, the regional subway system, and all the other connections.
Exactly. That area is expected to become incredibly congested. All signs point to the need for a radical solution, and Loopwork believes PRT is it.
So how does Loopwork plan to tackle this? What's their vision for PRT in Milpitas?
They're proposing a dual-loop system with 12 stations, strategically placed to connect key destinations, like the BART station, the Great Mall, residential areas, a new elementary school, and even some city parks. And get this, they're aiming to make these rides fare-free for Milpitas residents.
Fare-free? That's incredibly ambitious. But how do they plan to fund such a massive project, especially without collecting fares?
They're taking a very unique, community-focused approach. They're looking for investments from foundations and individuals who are passionate about fighting climate change and supporting equitable transportation. It's less about traditional government funding and more about grassroots support.
Wow, that's a really different approach. So it's not just about writing a check, right? How else can the community get involved?
There are lots of ways people can donate to become community members, but they can also volunteer their time and expertise. Property owners along the proposed PRT routes can even grant easements, which are basically legal agreements, allowing Loopwork to build on their land. They become what Loopwork calls anchor members.
It sounds like they're trying to make this a true community project. But a project of this magnitude surely has its skeptics. What are some of the challenges and concerns people have raised?
Funding is a big one, of course. Loopwork is upfront about the challenge of securing enough investment from foundations and private sources. They point out that a tiny fraction of global philanthropic funding, only about 0.2%, actually goes towards climate change solutions. So they're facing an uphill battle there.
That's a pretty shocking statistic. I can see why people would be concerned about long-term sustainability. Even if they manage to build the system, can the city really afford to keep it running for free?
That's a key question. The sources mentioned some skepticism from the mayor about that very issue, whether a fare-free system is truly sustainable in the long run.
It's understandable to be cautious with such a new and ambitious project. But let's imagine for a moment that Loopwork pulls it off. What could a fully operational PRT system mean for the average person in Milpitas?
Imagine a Milpitas with significantly reduced traffic congestion, fewer emissions, easier access to jobs, and everything else the city has to offer. It can make the city more walkable and bikeable, too, since people wouldn't rely on cars as much.
It sounds pretty idyllic. I bet property values near those PRT stations would go way up.
You're right. Easy access to transportation is a big driver of property values. And it's not just about individuals. Easier access to jobs and amenities could boost the entire local economy. More jobs, more tourism, a more vibrant community overall.
But like with any major change, there could be downsides too, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something as sensitive as property values. What are some of the concerns people have raised?
One valid concern is the impact on properties located right next to the elevated guideways, even with quieter electric vehicles. Some people might not be thrilled about having a PRT track running past their windows. You could affect their views, their privacy, and potentially their property value.
Yeah.
I can see why people would have that not in my backyard reaction, but...
LoopWorks is trying to address these concerns, right?
Yeah.
I read about their design contest for the PRT stations, where they're encouraging local artists and architects to get involved.
Exactly. They want the PRT system to be something the community is proud of, not just functional, but aesthetically pleasing. And they're also acutely aware of the need to ensure equity. Will the benefits of PRT be shared by everyone in Milpitas, regardless of income or neighborhood? That's something they're committed to figuring out as they move forward.
It's great that they're taking those concerns seriously. It's important to acknowledge the potential downsides, along with the excitement of the potential benefits. It sounds like this project is raising some really big questions of the future of transportation.
Absolutely. And this is just the beginning. There's a lot of work to be done, a lot of hurdles to clear. But the fact that we're even having this conversation speaks volumes about the power of innovative thinking and the urgent need for solutions to our transportation challenges. We've laid out the vision, explored the technology, and examined both the potential benefits and concerns. Now, we want to hear from you, the listener. What are your thoughts and reactions to this LoopWorks proposal? What stands out to you?
What's really interesting to me is how this project could trigger widespread adoption of PRT globally.
Yeah.
If Milpitas can show that this system works, it could be the spark that ignites a transportation revolution.
You mentioned a $1 trillion industry earlier. How would this pilot project lead to something that big?
It's all about demonstrating the viability of PRT. LoopWorks believes that a successful project in Milpitas could lead to other cities and even entire countries adopting similar systems.
Mm.
Imagine the demand for PRT vehicles,
mm-hmm.
guideway construction, software development,
right.
maintenance, and all the related services. It could be an economic game changer.
So Milpitas is like the proving ground for a technology that could transform transportation worldwide. That's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. And speaking of transforming things, one aspect of this project that really stood out to me is LoopWorks' emphasis on community ownership. They're not just looking for investors, they're looking for partners. For people who want to be actively involved in making this system a reality.
It's not just about donating money, is it? They've got that whole membership structure where people can have voting rights and actually influence the direction of the project.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just financial contributions. They're encouraging people to volunteer their time, share their expertise, even offer up their land for the guideways. It's like a giant community puzzle.
And everyone is invited to contribute a piece.
I love that they're also using their website and social media to spread the word and drum up support. They've got this list of foundations they're hoping to get grants from, and they're encouraging people to use their LinkedIn connections to make introductions. It's grassroots fundraising meets the digital age. It's a really savvy approach.
Yeah.
They recognize that they can't do this alone. Mm-hmm. They need a whole army of passionate advocates to make this vision a reality.
Mm.
It speaks to a larger trend we're seeing in urban planning, this move towards citizen-centric collaborative models.
It's like that old saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the nitty-gritty for a second. One of the biggest questions with any big infrastructure project is the cost. What are we talking about here?
The initial dual-loop system
mm-hmm.
is estimated to cost around $60 million. It sounds like a lot. But it's actually quite reasonable when you consider that we're talking about building an entirely new transportation network.
And when you factor in the potential long-term savings, less traffic congestion, fewer emissions, maybe even lower healthcare costs because of better air quality, that $60 million starts to look like a really smart investment.
Exactly. And this is just the beginning. If the Milpitas project is successful, they could expand it. LoopWorks even has maps showing how the system could eventually cover most of the city, connecting neighborhoods, businesses, parks, and schools.
They're basically building the foundation for a whole new way of life in Milpitas, a city where people can easily get around without relying on cars, where the air is cleaner, and where the streets are safer and less congested. It's a pretty bold vision.
It is. And if Milpitas can pull this off, who's to say other cities won't follow suit? That's exactly what LoopWorks is hoping will happen. They see this project as a model, a demonstration of what's possible.
So they're not just keeping this idea to themselves.
No, they're not. They put a ton of resources and documents on their website,
mm.
specifically to help other communities explore PRT for themselves. They're leading by example, hoping to spark innovation across the country and even around the world.
Imagine PRT systems weaving through cities everywhere, connecting people and places in ways we can barely even imagine today. It's almost like something out of a science fiction novel.
It is. But let's bring things back down to earth for a minute. One of the key things that will determine the success of this project is its impact on the local real estate market. How do you think this PRT system could affect property values in Milpitas?
That's a great question. We know from other transit systems, like BART, that property values tend to go up around stations. People are willing to pay a premium to live within walking distance of convenient transportation.
Exactly. And when you add in the benefits of PRT,
yeah,
the speed, the convenience, the on-demand service,
right,
I could see property values near those PRT stations really taking off.
It wouldn't just be about those specific locations, would it? The whole city could benefit. Easier access to transportation, reduced traffic. Those things make Milpitas a more desirable place to live and work.
You're absolutely right. It could be a win-win for the entire city.
But let's play devil's advocate for a minute. Are there any potential downsides to the PRT system, specifically when it comes to property values?
That's a really important point. While the overall impact is likely to be positive, there could be some localized negative effects. For example, properties right next to the guideways might see a decrease in value because of concerns about noise or aesthetics. Not everyone wants a PRT track running past their window.
That's a valid concern. It sounds like LoopWorks will have to work closely with residents to make sure the PRT system is integrated into the city in a way that minimizes those negative impacts.
They're definitely aware of that challenge, and they're trying to be proactive. Remember that design contest we talked about?
Mm.
That's one way they're trying to make sure the PRT system is aesthetically pleasing and something the community can be proud of.
They're also thinking about the bigger picture of equity and accessibility, right?
Okay.
Will the benefits of PRT be shared by all income levels and neighborhoods? Will it be truly affordable for everyone?
Those are crucial questions. Creating a new transportation system is one thing, but making sure it serves the needs of the entire community is another challenge altogether.
It's a lot to consider. This project is bringing up some really important questions,
right,
about sustainability, equity, and the role of transportation in our communities.
It really is. And it's a reminder that innovation doesn't happen in a vacuum. It takes a community, a shared commitment to progress, and a willingness to embrace new ideas.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, we want to hear from you, the listener. What are your thoughts on this project? Do you think PRT could work in your community? What are your hopes and concerns about the future of transportation? We've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical side of PRT to the potential impact on property values.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it all comes down to how this project could actually change people's lives in Milpitas.
You're right. We've talked about the economics, the environmental benefits. But it's about more than that. It's about quality of life. Imagine a Milpitas where your daily commute is a breeze. You just hop into your PRT pod and zip right to your destination, arriving relaxed and ready to go.
No more traffic, no more parking nightmares, no more exhaust fumes. That sounds like a dream.
It's not just commuting either. PRT can make it easier to get to parks, visit friends and family, explore the city without the hassle of driving. It could open up all sorts of possibilities for how people spend their free time.
I bet it would even encourage people to get more exercise. It's easy to hop on your bike or walk to the PRT station when you know a quick, convenient ride is waiting for you.
Exactly. And walkable neighborhoods are often more social, more connected. So PRT could have a ripple effect, making Milpitas a friendlier, more close-knit community.
It's like creating a whole new sense of community, one where everyone is connected by this shared transportation system that makes life easier and more enjoyable.
It really is. And that gets to the heart of why this project is so exciting. It's not just about building a new way to get around. It's about building a better future for Milpitas, and maybe a model for cities around the world.
It's a powerful reminder that the challenges we face, whether it's traffic or climate change, are not insurmountable. There are solutions out there. Innovative ideas waiting to be discovered, sometimes in unexpected places, like a community-driven PRT project in Milpitas, California.
What if we could reimagine how we move, how we live, how we connect with each other? What if the future of transportation isn't just about getting from point A to point B, but about a better quality of life for everyone?
Those are the questions that drive innovation, that spark progress. As we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought. The future is not something that just happens to us. We create it. The choices we make today, the conversations we have, the actions we take will shape what that future looks like.
So let's choose to be bold, to be curious, to be engaged. Let's explore the possibilities, challenge the status quo, and work together to create a future where transportation is a force for positive change.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. See you next time. Ready to explore another fascinating topic? and uncover those hidden connections that shape our lives,